77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Great Orp, Elena, Billy Joe. We woke up Alan Dershowitz. He's in Arizona. We have about 7 minutes left in today's program. I want to get to Alan right away. Alan, thank you for waking up early, my dear, dear friend. I love you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you? I was saddened, obviously, at O.J. Simpson's death. But, you know, it brought back memories. I was sitting just 2 or 3 feet away from him when he tried on the glove and showed the jury it didn't fit.
Sure.
And that meant he didn't have to testify at the trial.
Right.
That was a big, big deal. The other big deal was when...
Let me stop you for 1 second. And I love you, you know that. While you were sorry about O.J.'s death, I couldn't be happier. I wish it would have happened 30 years ago.
Well, you know, if it had happened 40 years ago, maybe it would have saved some lives.
Right.
We don't know. If the Goldmans had called me, I would have represented them.
Yeah.
If the Browns had called me, I would have represented them. He was facing the death penalty, and we did expose police corruption. We discovered a sock that was used against him that had the blood of O.J. Simpson and one of his victims. The problem is when the police officer poured the blood on the sock in order to frame what he believed was a guilty man, he didn't realize the sock had a chemical, a telltale chemical, called EDTA, which is not found in the human body. It's put in test tubes to prevent coagulation. And we were able to prove conclusively that that one piece of evidence was fabricated. And as a result, the jury had a reasonable doubt about the other evidence. That doesn't mean O.J. Simpson was innocent. It only means that the process was deeply flawed. And nobody wants to see a process where police officers can try to frame people, even if they're guilty, even if they've done terrible things.
So, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And you and Johnny and all those guys, I mean, look, you know what I think about you. I think you're the best ever. You and Johnny and all those guys did a great job. And you're not going to like this, but I just yelled at Joseph Tacopina. I said the same thing. Sure, they proved Mark Furman is a racist. Sure, there may in fact have been a cop that planted some evidence, but there was enough overwhelming evidence there to still put O.J. away. Darden and Clark were an embarrassment. They were awful. And I don't care what anybody says to me, that black jury, that's why O.J. was found not guilty.
Well, the black jury was picked by the prosecution. They thought they had an advantage picking black women because the woman was the victim. And it turned out that black people on the jury were more receptive to the argument that the police planted evidence. I think a white jury would have been less receptive. So you're right. Race played an important role in the case. The fact that they were able to plant evidence, even if there was overwhelming evidence, and there was a mountain of evidence, the question is the quality, not the quantity of the evidence. And the police made a terrible blunder. They should have realized that this was a jury that would easily accept a valid argument of planting evidence. And sure, they shouldn't have done it. If they hadn't planted the evidence, if they hadn't created that fake sock evidence, there might very well have been a conviction, as there was in the civil case. Remember, in the civil case, he testified. I had urged him not to testify in the criminal case, and he didn't have to after he put on the glove in front of the jury and told the jury, in his own words, it's too small. But you're absolutely right. We didn't win the case. The prosecutors lost the case. The police lost the case. This was a winnable case for the prosecution. They picked the wrong place to try the jury. They picked downtown Los Angeles instead of one of the suburbs. They put the wrong prosecutors on the case. They picked them for affirmative action. They picked them because one was black and the other was a woman. They had much more qualified prosecutors. That's what happens when you use race and gender. Okay. It's one thing to use it in a trial. Can you imagine if they use race and gender to pick your pilot or your surgeon? That's the problem of race and gender-specific affirmative action.
Yep.
There were great qualified people, black, white, great qualified women, but they picked the wrong people to try the case.
And we're also talking this week, about 3 minutes to go here, Alan, about jury selection once again, because it looks as though, despite 3 attempts, Donald Trump will be in criminal court come Monday. I sent you the email, question number 12, directed at me. Did you listen to political radio?
They don't want anybody, and they'll strike anybody who listens to your program. But the questions were dumb. One of the questions said, for example, Do you have strong negative feelings about Donald Trump? Oh, that's fine. Do you have, but then it continued. Do you have strong feelings about Donald Trump? That would prevent you from rendering a fair trial. What juror is going to say that? Of course not. They should never ask the juror, can you render a fair trial? Of course they're all going to say yes, unless they're trying to get out of jury duty. It should be facts. What have you said about Trump? What have people said to you about Trump? What have you read? What do you listen to? Then we can decide whether or not he could render a fair verdict. But I don't think there can be a fair verdict in New York City at this time against Donald Trump. And so let me tell you, though, the criticism I've got for defending Trump has been greater than the criticism I got for defending OJ. Americans don't understand that people have the right to a defense, whether they're guilty or innocent, whether you like them or don't like them, they're Republican or Democrat. That's what the Sixth Amendment provides. I'm 85 years old. I'm going to continue to defend people you don't like, my relatives don't like, my friends don't like. That's my job. Just as if I were a doctor in the emergency room, I'd have to treat the first people who came through the door.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
You made that point about a minute ago in your amazing documentary, and I don't just say that because you and I are friends. It was amazing, and your career has been amazing and continues. You're a spry 85 to be amazing, but you made that point that you actually received more criticism for Trump than OJ. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is unbelievable, and hatefulness. People, you know, write me letters wishing me harm, wishing my family harm. Right. Because I represented Donald Trump in front of the United States Senate successfully. But look, I'm going to continue to do it. You got to be somebody with a thick skin if you're going to be a criminal lawyer, just like if you're going to be a talk show radio host. You got to have a thick skin. People will love you. People will hate you. But you're the First Amendment. I'm the Sixth Amendment. We keep America safe from tyranny.
Next week, I need you back. We have to talk about you in Arizona this morning, what happened with the abortion ruling this week, and also what's the latest with Israel as we wait for this possible Iran attack. So please get home safely tomorrow, and let's make a date for next week. Okay, my friend?
Absolutely. Keep doing great things. Thanks.
You too. Good Shabbos. God bless you. I love him. Alan Dershowitz, he'll come back next week and discuss a variety of issues, but that was nice and sweet right there, O.J. Simpson and Donald Trump.